Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jody. How may I help you?
Hi, Jody. My name is Carl McMahon. I have received charge on my bank account for a product from your company, and I didn't receive this, and I need to try and get this settled out of my account.
Okay. Can I start by getting your zip code, please?
28779.
All right. And Carla McMahon.
McMahon.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Verify your shipping address, please.
1339 Savannah Drive, Apartment 8, Silver, North Carolina, 28779.
Okay, and this is for the Iconalik facial cream and the eye serum. This account was canceled on the 8th of February.
Okay, I don't recall even receiving it.
You don't recall receiving the products?
No, I didn't get them.
Okay, let's see here. The order was placed, the original order was placed on the 20th of January by paying shipping and handling. It says it was delivered on the 22nd. These are facial creams. They're used to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and help retain moisture. I'm checking in the delivery. Sometimes it will give me a, it just says 145 on January 22nd. Let's see, item was delivered in or at the mailbox. Do you recall placing an order for a trial of facial cream?
No, I don't recall.
Okay. Do you have an email address? Can you verify an email address?
SquirtMcMahon@gmail.com.
Okay, that is what I have here. Also, the phone number you're calling in from is the same on the account. The agent notes, let's see, I've got on the 4th of February, customer emailed in to cancel, advised to call in, and looks like on the 8th, customer called in to cancel account, asked how product was working. It's not working, add value to product, offer, I don't know what all this stuff is. An in-call. Do you recall having that conversation with an agent on the 8th of February?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I didn't receive anything.
Verify your address again.
My what, honey?
Address.
1339. Savannah Drive, Apartment 8, Silver, North Carolina.
Okay.
I recall getting a paper that said I was going to receive, and I called and told them that I haven't received, and I didn't want any.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to. I can't go against what the previous agents have notated. The only reason an agent would have pulled this account is have you had anyone call on your behalf?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not able to issue a refund on these last two charges because of the agent's previous notes and because all of the information that you've given me verifies the account.
But I didn't receive.
Well, I mean, I can reship it out, but as far as, you know, you said you didn't receive it, even though the account is canceled, I can reship, but I'm not able to refund the charges. These are valid charges. The charges that that happened on the 6th, those cover what was received as a trial product because it was not canceled. Now, if you didn't receive it, I'll definitely reship it out.
No, I didn't receive it. I recall getting a paper that said the charge would be, and then I recall calling and telling them that I didn't want it, but I hadn't received it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there may have been a misunderstanding or miscommunication between either you or the agent, but I cannot go against what this agent has notated, which is they ask, how was it working? And the answer was, it's not working. Right. It says customer satisfied, and you ended the call. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. If I could help you, I definitely would, but these are valid charges, and I've offered to reship. That would be the extent.
Okay. I guess reship.
Okay. I can do that. All right. So you will receive an email with a tracking number. It should be within 24 hours, so keep a lookout for the next shipment, but I do have that, I have that placed for you, okay?
Okay, and then I don't want to receive any more.
And no more, right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.